Blog Talk Radio.
Strong back, you know, all that man. All that has been built up for 35 years. You want it, you want it, and want it. Might make your head roll.
Things happen.
Certain things you just have no control over, right?
Today, you know, we are trying to beat each other's feet.
Ain't nothing wrong with that relation. Don't be ashamed of that relation. It's beautiful.
You know, how do we talk to those?
Love. You know, what do you know about love? What do you possibly think you know about love?
First of all, what makes them feel that there's a sense of entitlement? What makes you think that that's not part of your job? And I don't care what kind of situation you're in.
What did you do? Did you pay attention to those things? Did you look at the signs about her? Did you take the time? You know, I'm talking about the fellas right now. Fellas.
It's right about you. The answers to the
questions for you. Ain't nothing wrong with admiration. Don't be ashamed of that admiration. It's beautiful.
Yes, 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 yes. We are back in the building. Sound check. 1, 2, 1, 2. We're back.
Hey.
Don't talk show. We're back. We're doing what's comfortable for us, damn it. Yes. What's going on, Lady J? What's good?
I don't be setting the mood, but I ain't me. Wrong with you.
No, we good. It was, you know, but first of all, before we even get started, I want to give a salute to Bravery Studios for holding us down when we was over there. You know, my man Marv, you know, hey, listen, man, if you listen to the show, come to get our stuff still, man. We still got chocolate up business, man, but it's all love. They treat us well.
I took the chocolate. I took the chocolate. They got the coffee cups, but I kept chocolate.
Nah, that chocolate was hard.
You ate the wrong chocolate. I ate the, you got the leftovers. I got the caramel kisses that were amazing, but you were taking too long.
Yeah, I know. So what's going on?
Anyway, my week, I was sick.
Ooh.
I had a cold, yeah. So, you know, so along with the lip gloss, y'all, I'm sipping on some hot water and honey and some lemon so I don't sound like the ass locked up.
Gotcha. No. Can you hear me loud and clear?
I do.
All right. Awesome. Now I'm just trying on a new headset, trying to see how it flows. Make sure I got the clarity.
Well, let me tell y'all something about Mr. Naz. Mr. Naz like new gadgets, new stuff. New, all kinds of new stuff. I would just call him the new Naz. That's my new name for you. I would call you new.
Exactly. We gotta keep things new. We gotta keep it fresh and new. That's what we doing here at Shadow Wars Radio. But tonight's topic, it was funny, when we was coming up with the topic, I came up with something. It's open-ended. And then I was talking, you know, ladies and gentlemen, for those tuning in, welcome to the Relations Adult Talk Show, and our followers, we're back on Wednesday, we're staying that way anyway. But anyway, back to the topic. The topic is, how can we move forward? And she asked, well, what do you mean by that? But it's exactly what it means, because there's so many questions around that topic alone.
Yeah, it's not often that Mr. Naz will give me a topic and I can't just flow off the top of my head. So when he came up with how do we move forward, I'm like, well, shit, so what? Where are we stuck at? Where are we talking about? You know, because that is so broad. But there is so much in life that we don't seem to know how to move forward from. So, you know, we can't tackle everything in an hour, but, you know, some of the things that, you know, we can touch on is, which is what we do here, relationships, friendships, and not just when they're ending. This is one of the things that, you know, Mr. Nash came to me with about, but he said, well, what about when you're entering into something new? And maybe both parties or one party is a little apprehensive and they're kind of like, oh my God, what do I do next? Because there are various reasons as to what that could be about. And actually, that's kind of where I want it to go, is especially with something new, something different, something unexplored, you know, just as well as with something that you may have been in for a long time and you realize it doesn't work for you. How do you either move forward to fix it or forward to end it? And I think a lot of times what happens is that when things are no longer working the way that they should or we would like them to, instead of coming up with a resolution on how to end it, we just let it fall apart at the wayside. And I think that actually causes more difficulty, stress, and drama than if we can come up with a resolution or a plan or a decision and say, look, why don't we move this way? We understand that it doesn't work. Why don't we move this way? And I think it is so much better for all parties involved. Now, don't get me wrong. Ending something is never pleasant. I don't care how amicable people may be, because somebody is always less amicable than the other, even if you both realize it doesn't work. And then also, too, what about the situation where I say it doesn't work, you say it does, and so you're holding on tooth and nail, and I'm like, no, no, it don't work, dog. It don't work, dog. And then it's like, well, how do we get past that impasse? You know, so there are so many forks in the road when it comes to relationships. It's like, well, what do we do now? And I think sometimes people just get stuck. And one of the words that you used earlier when we talked about this was stagnant. And I thought about that word and how it's just got such a repugnant ring to it. It's like when you think of something stagnant, it's just like, ew, stinky. You think about standing water and mosquito pools and the Zika virus and all that other stuff. You know, you just think of something that's repugnant and just nasty. But if you think about it, you know, if you walk past a bucket full of water and it's just been sitting there for days and days and days, it eventually has a stench to it. That's the same thing with relationships, or when we get stuck and it's almost like we're a hamster on the wheel, even when it's new. You know, if we're scared, one or both parties are scared and apprehensive to go to the next level, you guys are kind of just doing the same thing over and over and over and over. You're home wishing it was some, you know, a different way. She's home wishing that it was a certain way. But nobody is willing to take the leap because it's like, well, I don't want to seem thirsty and I don't want to seem like I'm begging and I don't want to put my defenses down. Yeah, well, then you ain't got shit. Take a struggle.
Well, you know, it's funny. You know, it's funny you said that. You gave both sides. But how about this side? I mean, with this topic, and then I thought about it, what if things are going great? But what do you feel that, you know what, this relationship I'm in could be great. It could be awesome. We can go another level. But everything's going well. You know, exploring different things. It's not going bad, but you can do more. You can do more.
Well, it's about keeping it fresh and it's about keeping it new. Yeah.
Right.
It's about
absolutely
keeping it fresh and keeping it new. And, you know, how do we go forward so we don't become stagnant, that we don't become, because I think that's everyone's goal when they enter into a relationship, is that, you know, that honeymoon phase is real misleading, and it's great, but when our lives change, just because life will give you some new shit to deal with, how do we not get caught up on that hamster in the wheel or the stagnant water in the bucket? How do we keep our love and our thing on a track of progressiveness? And I think that becomes an issue that people don't stop to look at. Like, I know some couples who are so dead set on date night, you know, a couple nights a week, you know, and they're not talking about necessarily Netflix and chill on the couch, you know, when the kids are in bed or if I'm not too tired, but they are committed to spending quality time with each other, doing things that, you know, each of them like, or trying something new. And for those people, I truly applaud them because that takes effort. It takes effort to continuously date somebody that you know, somebody that you love, you know all of their habits. How do you try to do something new? How do you try to do something different? And, you know, now it becomes about not just doing something different for them, but it's a we, you know. So what do we do? You know, okay, you know, let's go to Costa Rica and go ziplining. Now I'm all down with going to Costa Rica. And I'm going to film you ziplining. But I'm going to go and I'm going to be there with you. I'm going to go into the Costa Rican jungle with you because, you know, that's how we are and that's how we get down. And that's memories for us. That's experiences for us, you know. So we need to keep incorporating those. You know, we don't want to become the couple that, yeah, we're good. And when people see us on the outside, it's like, you know, you guys always laugh, you always smile. But, you know, we're still, now we're boring and mundane. And I think boredom and mundaneness and habit, as wonderful as habit can be a gift and habit can be a curse. I like to know that every night you're going to be home from work at 6 o'clock. I like to know that, you know, that I cook dinner and if we have kids, you're going to spend some time. I like that habit. However, I don't want it to be, I don't want the other habits when it's us as personal, you know, where, okay, we're going to have sex on Thursday. It's going to last for 8 minutes. It's going to be a satisfying 8 minutes because we're both tired, but it's going to be the same 8 minutes week in and week out, you know, and I can kind of set my watch to it, you know, do some new shit. When I'm bent over in the washing machine, putting the clothes in, flash me up and take me there. Or if you come in and you've had a bad day, and I know you because of habit. I know when your face is different or your tone is different, you know. All right, honey, you know, don't worry about it. I got the kids, you know, go kick your feet up. I'm going to bring you something to drink, mellow you out a little bit, you know, throw the dishes in the dishwasher. We'll take care of that tomorrow, you know, and let's go get this monkey off your back, you know.
Right. Now, we got to hold it. We got to go to a music break. I see you about to go in. Now, well, first of all, big salute to my man. You know, I can't say his name because he refused to let me say his name. He works at the job. That's all I'm going to tell you right there. Thank you for tuning in. I see you, brother. Without no further ado, when we come back, I want to explore more on when you have adversity into a relationship. And I guess, from our perspective, talk to our listeners that deals with the adversity and coming up with a compromise. And I think that's maybe a key word, compromise, and understanding that you have to move forward if you want the relationship to go to the next level or to kind of put bad things behind, just progression. You see what I'm saying? So let's come back.
Yes, absolutely.
Adversity and then come back. Clap, we're going to clap back on that one. Once again, for those listening to the Relations Adult Talk Show, it's Lady J and yours truly, Mr. Nas. And we back on Wednesdays. We're going to stay here, damn it.
Yeah, I'd like to get to know a little better myself.
Ain't nothing wrong with having relations. Don't be ashamed of that. Relations is beautiful. When I was young, I used to always have relations every night.
All right, tonight. Come inside. Keep you out.
From the one and only legendary, rest in peace, Prince. Great song.
Great song.
And salute to, I just want to give a couple quick shout outs before we get back to this topic real quick. Big shout out to the Little Chapel in Newark. Mr. and Mrs. Smith run a very beautiful, beautiful establishment. They have a facility where people can renew their vows or get reconnected. Beautiful, beautiful. I'm going to get the information, and I'll make sure I announce it before the show is over. But big salute to them. You know, great couple. Great couple. But now, getting back to the topic, how can we move forward? How can we move forward? And I got some people, to, you know, I got two texts, you know, someone's going through something. So they're very interested on the topic. And they're trying to learn how to get out of their own way, according to the text. He understands he's stubborn. He understands he has ways about himself. But he believes that he's getting his way, but he also want to make sure he's coming to a compromise.
Well, I think, unfortunately, people confuse compromising with conceding. Conceding means you gave up. Compromise means we meet somewhere. And what I think the misconception is that compromise is, oh, we meet in the middle. It's not always going to be the middle. Just like they say marriage is 50-50. I don't know what scale anybody has ever used to say that marriage is 50-50. Marriage is 100%. That scale tips differently every day. And so does compromise. Compromise can tip differently from day to day or from trait to trait. So if I realize that I'm stubborn, but I know that what I got is good for me in every way, shape, form, or fashion, it's time to do that thing that is one of the hardest things ever, and it's called self-assessment. You can have a conversation with 19 people and bare your soul, but you never bare your soul to someone else the way you do it with yourself. When you sit and honestly look in the mirror at yourself, that is one of the hardest things to do, because then you have to admit your flaws, your shortcomings, and personally just all your own bullshit. And you know it is. And it's okay, because a lot of times you have people around you who co-sign your bullshit. I have a saying that there's two things I don't co-sign. I don't co-sign loans, and I don't co-sign bullshit. Everybody needs somebody in their life who's going to, if you won't hold a mirror up for yourself, then I'm going to hold it up for you. And it's a very difficult thing to do. And I've had a couple of pivotal points in my life where it was like, look, you got to own that. You got to own it and be honest about it. And that's step one. Because it's always easier to pick out the issue with the other person. So step one is you definitely have to see where you fall short, you know. And then the thing is that it becomes now about evaluating the situation that you're in. If you know that this relationship has way more rose petals than it has thorns, then you need to roll your sleeves up and figure out what you need to do to make it work. But what's the key in all of this And it's every single show we've ever done since day one. If we don't communicate, how are we going to figure out what's wrong, come up with a resolution to try to fix it, and then an action plan?
Mm-hmm.
And we've got to be able to talk to each other. And we've got to be able to listen. You know, I don't care what anybody says. You know, somebody is always a little more dominant in the relationship. So, I don't necessarily want to say the leader, but, you know, the head a little bit more than the other. And one thing I heard today from somebody that I follow, they said, in order to be a great leader, you have to be a great listener. So if I'm not listening, if I am listening and it's only to defend my point or poke holes in yours, I'm not listening. I'm not truly listening. So it's like, what's wrong? What's wrong with what we have? And everybody has to be honest, and it's not just about finger pointing, but you have to say what's wrong. And once we figure out what's wrong, okay, this is my issue with you. I don't like when you blah, blah, blah. Don't get defensive, because we're trying to either see if we can fix it and move forward, or if we need to kind of fold up shop and move forward. But what we don't want to do is stand still, because when you stand still for such a significant amount of time, I think you lose sight on either how to fix it and how to end it.
Right.
So it's like, okay, this is my issue. Let's put this under a microscope and say, well, can I continue to deal with it the way it is? Obviously not, because I'm bringing it to you as an issue. Or where do you think that you can meet me somewhere along the line and not do this as much, because you know it bothers me, or I need you to do something more because me lacking it bothers me? Because sometimes it's not always what someone is doing. It can very well be what they're not doing. You know, if I come to you and I say, you know, I need you to kind of burden, you know, share the burden with me, and I feel like I'm carrying it all by myself, and you're along for the ride, look at yourself and say, all right, well, maybe she or he is right. Maybe I'm not, you know, picking up my share of the weight in this relationship and doing enough. And then ask the person, what is it that you need me to do? And then when they tell you what their needs are, don't just agree for the person to stop talking. Be honest and look at yourself and say, can I do that? If I can't do that, if I know that everything in my being is not going to allow me to do that, then I need to tell you that. So then you now have to make a choice of, can you continue to stay with me and I'm telling you I can't be different? Or maybe before this gets super, super ugly, maybe we need to go ahead and find an exit plan.
Right.
You know,
now,
but
you said something. You really said something. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to jump in there, but if I don't say it, I'll forget.
It's okay.
I'm older now, so it's you said something. I think the key thing that you said, and I'm sitting there absorbing all this, is moving forward. When you said moving forward, you have to move forward with yourself. And when you said that, I think that's really powerful right there. Because how can you, move forward in your relationship if you haven't moved forward in your own level of maturity or your own level of wanting something better? Because you have to look more better with yourself. So what I mean by that is that you have to accept certain things about your life. Check yourself. You gotta check yourself. If you're too busy complaining about somebody else and they this, they that, but you not took time to look at yourself, why are they acting like that? There's a cause and effect to everything. Well, are they acting because of my actions, or are they not acting because of my actions? But you have to look at yourself. You have to do a self-assessment of yourself in order to move forward in the relationship that you're in, or the relationship you're trying to get into. You know, let's say things you want to spice things up with your spouse or whatever. You got to look at yourself. You got to look at, you know, what am I doing the same? And what do we always say? You're doing the same thing, expecting different results. A level of insanity.
Definition of insanity. Definition of insanity.
So fellas, and I'm talking to my fellas, because sometimes we get on our high horse, we get very stubborn, we get very complacent and stagnant, because we think what we deem is right. Look at yourself. Learn to be open-minded. Learn to listen. Listen to that voice in your head. Listen to what your spouse is talking to you. Listen to what she or whatever your spouse is. I know we live in a new time, but
listen to whatever they have to say. And then we can't be afraid to speak our mind and say, you know, what the problem is. Now, don't get me wrong. You know, there is tact in anything. Because if it's anyone you love, you don't want to hurt their feelings. Or even if you just like them, you don't want to hurt their feelings. But you run the risk of hurting them more by not being honest with them. So mm-hmm. I need to tell you what it is. But I think sometimes, too, one of the things is we wait until it's so late. I don't ever want to say too late. I don't want to think that relationships have expiration dates, but sometimes maybe they do. Maybe they've run their course because, not just because, you know, it's just time, but maybe because there was nothing fostered into them. There's just no place else for them to go. You know,
right.
It's just like anything else. If you plant a seed and you water it, you know, once a week like you're supposed to, and it's starting to grow and bloom and blossom, and then all of a sudden, because you have some growth and some leaves, you stop watering it. Well,
mm-hmm,
it's
going to
stay green for a little while because it's going to absorb all the water and the nutrients that's at the roots. But eventually, when there's nothing else being poured into that, it's going to die. And relationships are exactly the same way, whether it's new, whether it's small, medium, or large, it's the same thing. So if we're at a point now where it's like, okay, this was an amazing relationship, this is an amazing plant, what can I do? Well, if it's at the point where all the roots have damn near withered and died, it's almost hard to bring it back. So at this point now, we got to get brand new potting soil, and we got to damn near start from the beginning.
That's right.
But it takes us both. You know, one of my favorite things, you know, I always say that relationships are yin and yang, ebb and flow, and they have to go together. And I can't keep having the ebb if you don't have the flow. So
that's right.
You know, I it's important for everybody on both sides to go into this and say, okay, look, this is where I'm at. This is what I'm doing. And again, you know, you got some people that will yes man you and yes sir you to death, and then you still got nothing. Now it becomes about your own personal self-assessment. How much more of that can you take? Because you know my other favorite saying, the only person you guaranteed in this life to wake up with every day is you. So
right.
When we come back, because Mr. Nag is going to give me some more music, we're going to talk about, you know, exit poll. And then we're also going to talk about what do we do when we're new and we're budding, but we both stay.
Yeah, you go into that first when we get come back. Go right into that. You're in a relationship, you gotta get to know somebody, you gotta step out on faith, you know, because you never know, that person may be blessed into being your life. You gotta make that move to be that person, you know. You gotta do it, especially the chemistry thing.
Leave me alone.
That's right, I said.
Leave me alone.
That's what I said. You gotta connect. You gotta connect with that person. But anyway, welcome to the Relationship Adult Talk Show. Yours truly, Mr. Nass, and of course, the one and only Miss Lady J. We're going to go to the music segment. We're going to come on back. You know, for those who want to call and chime in on the topic, you want to press 1 if you want to talk to us. You know, the number calling is 516-595-8249. So once again, let's go to the music segment. Come right back and let's jump into this topic.
Yeah, I'd like to get to know a little better myself.
Ain't nothing wrong with admiration. Don't be ashamed of that. Relations is beautiful. When I was young, I used to always have relations every night.
The perfect frame, shadows of your smile will always remain. Skin of love soon fades away. Oh, baby, we grow up. An old candy coated valentine, memories of you when you were mine. A tarnished ring on a tarnished chain. Yeah. Time can't change it. Comes on the rain.
First Love, one of the good songs, one of the great ones, original one done by Atlantic Star, which also deserves that that shout out. But we're going to come back strong to the topic. And tonight's topic, we turn down a little volume here, we go to me back up. And tonight's topic is, how can we move forward? And we left off, Lady J, with and you're trying to connect or you meet with somebody new, and for those people, but you're scared. How do we move forward? Any ideas?
Now.
Or should I start off?
Now.
All right. I start off. It appears that someone on the show, like yourself, has a experience from that. So, listen, if you see that,
I ain't never scared.
Whatever. You know, being that you and I'm about to put him on blast, but I'm sure he's listening because I was watching the switchboard. What you need to do is put it on the table, kind of take your own advice and how you say move forward in your own situation and understand that's what you want. And I think the misconception a lot of times is women or men feel it's played out for a woman to say what she wants from her spouse, especially, you know, and it should not be the case. And men, do not feel intimidated if a woman asks you out or your spouse is talking to you and wants certain things. Don't feel intimidated. Personally, I love it. You know, I love it because you know what, men, we sometimes, we need instructions to make sure we're doing the things that we're supposed to do. And you know, we can't do what pleases our spouse or the person that you either in relationship with or should you trying to get to know unless you know a little bit about that person. But that goes back, I'm bringing it back around the circle, communication. You got to communicate.
Right.
Period.
Exactly. It's required.
It's required. So with that being said, if you're scared, I mean, of course, you're a little apprehensive because maybe you have a past hang-up or maybe something about that person, maybe you've heard, or maybe just that you're scared of relationships per se. That's you. You got to get over that your own hiccup. We can't judge everybody accordingly the same way. Now, maybe this person may have some same traits as another person, but if you pull back the curtain, maybe you'll learn a little bit more about the person. But at the end of the day, you have to get up on the stage and pull the curtain back in order to see what's behind it.
In order to see what's there. You're right. Erykah Badu made the song Bag Lady, and she said, Bag lady, you have too much stuff. She said, you can't hurry up because you got too much stuff. And I think that song actually goes both ways. You know, unfortunately, when going into something new, the problem becomes about, especially when you've been in and out of relationships, and, you know, especially as you go on in life, it's like, look, I got no time for games. I'm not trying to play. I'm this and that. I've already experienced this and I've already experienced that. Because if you ever notice, younger people go in and out of relationships and, you know, they jump in because they're new and they're young. And it's like, okay. But as you get a little older and a little more mature, because I don't even want to just say older, but as a little more mature, you try to learn from past mistakes. And you don't want to make the same mistakes again. So what happens is I think we put up walls. And I can truly attest to that. You know, you ever seen the moats around castles, how they got the wall and then they got the water and they got the drawbridge and then they got the big iron door?
Well, I mean, you gotta fill in that moat. You gotta fill that moat with some damn dirt and sand. See, that's your problem.
You recognize
that you have a moat. You said you have a moat. At least you recognize you have that. And that's okay. That's your defense mechanism.
And I don't let the drawbridge down for you to come into my castle.
You got a screening process. So I'm screening
you at before you get to the moat to figure out if I'm gonna let the drawbridge down for you to come through the damn door. But you know, but then again, that part is important. I think sometimes we go into things with these preconceived notions, good and bad, because we know what we want and we have these fantasies in our head, but then we also know what we're afraid of. And we dwell on that. And I think sometimes that, you know, close your eyes and leap thing is a little scary and it's a little daunting. And it, as well, it should be. But that's why it's important to, what's our other favorite show? Pay attention to detail.
To the details,
you know,
that's right.
Like you said, you know, people don't get new. I don't care what nobody says. People don't get new. People change. People grow. But when it's a trait that is not positive, it's not new. So then we need to pay attention to the things that people exhibit to us from the door and don't necessarily say, oh, well, I got enough love that we can move past that, or it happened this time or that. Yeah, nah, man. You know,
baseball got
three strikes, you out for a reason. You know, basketball
well,
got three strikes.
Well, sometimes you
may need
to drop in.
Don't
give them the three strikes. In some cases.
Right. And so my thing is that if you come across a trait when this is something new that is not appeasing to you, then you need to look at them, but then you also need to look at you. But also, it's a balance. It's checks and balances because somebody may exude something that reminds you of something that you did. It may not be the same thing. It may not even be like it at all. But it's like, no, I'm not going to deal with him because he reminds me of Leroy. And Leroy used to chew with his mouth open on the left. And, well, you ain't really chew with your mouth open, but when you started laughing, I could see the food.
First of all, why we say the name Leroy? No, we can't be saying the name Leroy. That's my
It could be Loretta. It could be Loretta.
No, we can't do that. We can't say
but
that.
But I'm just saying.
I got issues with him now.
Exactly. But we need to address what makes us uncomfortable. And then we also need not attribute. We don't want to put something on somebody's back that is not their burden to bear. And so,
right.
And I think that's what makes it difficult sometimes for us to move forward into something new. But also, too,
hold up now. We have to understand.
Wait a minute. I was saying, hold up. Wait a minute.
Oh. Now,
you're so silly.
We have to understand that person's pain that they went through. So we can't get mad at them when they put that guard because we have to understand what they've been through and be sensitive to their past. And if we respect that person,
but I have to be comfortable enough. I have to be comfortable enough to tell you that. And that's the thing. That's why I'm saying it's ebb and flow. It's checks and balances. Yes, you have to be understanding of my pain when I disclose that to you, but I have to get to a point and a level within myself and within you that I can entrust you with something. And I think that's the hardest part. It's like giving somebody a key. The potential stranger, even though you like them, you've been spending some time with them, but it's like giving a potential stranger a key to your home.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, are you going to come in and ransack my shit, or are you going to come in and appreciate it? And it's a crapshoot, you know, and I told you, I equate relationships with the stock market, you know, high investment, high return. But also too high investment and you can completely crash. So it becomes about your faith in the stats that you have, which is i.e. this other person.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's kind of difficult. But what I will say is take your time. Because, see, we want stuff instantaneously. We live in a right here, right now world. We want our food
microwave
fast, our cars fast, exactly. We want to have relationships fast. We want to feel like we've been in love for 50 years and I met you 5 minutes ago.
Right.
You should know everything about me and I should know everything about you. And people don't want to take their time to get to know each other, not know of each other. That's completely different. I know of a lot of people in this world. I know very few people. And so that's key in relationships. You know, when people go, oh, well, I didn't see that side of him or her. Well, did you wait? You know, you met him yesterday, and it's like you're planning your wedding. Now, don't get me wrong. There are instances where people fall in love, and they get to know each other on the journey, and that's a beautiful thing. But somewhere along the line, they're taking the time to get to know each other. Like with, I'm not coming in and saying, well, you should know, and you should know, and you should know. No, I need to tell you, and you need to tell me, and we need to kind of shine a spotlight on the good and the bad so we can figure out if this is time wasted or if this is time invested before we can do what? Move forward.
Forward, that's right. You gotta recognize.
And moving forward always has to have a plan. I don't care if you're moving into a new house, if you move into a new job, if you're moving into a relationship, and whatever stage that relationship is, there has got to be a plan. Now, I'm not saying we got to plan what time we're going to eat dinner every day and what time when we're going to have. No, not like that. But there has to be a plan. What are you looking for? What do you need? What do I need? What am I looking for? Where do I see myself in 5 years? And if we're together, where do you see us in 5 years? That's the kind of plan I'm talking about. And I just want to be happy. Sure, you can be happy by your damn self.
Right, you gotta have the conversation.
Know, and I think,
you gotta have the conversation. You gotta talk to that individual. I think what you just said was there is crucial. You gotta talk. And if that person don't want to hear you out or hear that you have a plan, maybe that's not the person for you, because maybe their plan is not part of your plan, and y'all can't coexist in your plan.
Exactly. And if you force a plan on somebody, or you attempt to force a plan on somebody, I can promise you that's not going to work. You're not going to get the result in which you are looking for. So it's better to say the plan is an exit plan than to try to force someone into doing what you want them to do, or what they're not capable of doing. You know, at some point, we kind of got to look at this for what it is, how it is, not what we still want, not what we expect, not what we dream of. What is it? And I think sometimes we spend more time in the fantasy of our relationship than we do in the reality of our relationship. You know,
I like that. And
that's a big deal, because I told you one of the shows we did before on another show of yours was, you know, and we just did it based on men, but it was the top 10 things men want women to know. But I take that, and the top thing was women need to stop having conversations with men in their head. But I use that across the board for men and women. Stop having these thoughts and fantasies and conversations of how things should go. No, I'm going to say what I need to say without the expectation of what I want you to say. Because I don't want to be disappointed when you don't say the shit I'm expecting you to say. So I don't have these conversations with people in my head. I say, I'm going to say this shit, I'm going to say this shit, and I'm going to say this shit. Whatever comes out your mouth is the direction we go in. And if nothing comes out your mouth, then it might just be the direction I go in.
There you go. The nonverbal talk. The details. Once again, pay attention to the details.
All the time. So if you're not speaking, or if you're not speaking what I need to hear, not just what I want to hear, because that's just selfish sometimes. But if you're not saying what I need to hear to make this relationship continue to work, that we can continue to strive, we continue to be great, we can continue to have fun, we can continue to be loving, or we can continue to maybe be friends but be apart.
Mm-hmm.
So that's some things we got to think about.
Yes, we do.
I don't want to. I know what time it is, but I don't want to. I'm sitting here pouting like a two-year-old.
Well, we had to get back on the saddle, getting this right again. But, ladies and gentlemen, we come to that part of the show where we start to wrap it up. We kind of put a bow on the topic, and that leads into next week's show. Now, going forward, for me personally, how can you move forward? It starts with you. And when I say you, it starts with yourself as an individual. You can't move forward in no relationship unless you do a self-assessment of yourself and understand where you need to be, and conveying that to your spouse where you would like to be. And if that person is not receptive of what you want to move forward for yourself and not part of the plan, you include that person in your plan, y'all never move forward. Real talk.
Word. And it's not often that you steal my shit, but you just did. Self-assessment is key. It's key. I think we must have said that about 17 times tonight. It's important, because I can't have expectations of you if I don't know exactly what I want. Or even if I do know what I want, I gotta be honest, and yeah, I gotta ask you, but if your actions are not lining up with your words, then I might have to be out. And then when it's something new, get to stepping, Gina. Get to stepping. You know, and then, and like I said, I'm never one. I just want to always put this out here. I'm never one that is advocating that a relationship should be over. Only those people involved in that know that. Because, and if that's if they're being honest with each other. Just want to put that as a disclaimer.
Right.
You know,
that's right.
But again, take a look at your ship. Good, bad, like I said, if your relationship is small, medium, or large, look at it and see what it needs. And don't be afraid to make the step to the next level, whatever that needs to be for you and yours.
That's it. The long as you're not stagnant, you gotta move forward together. You know, don't be selfish. It can't be just your plan or just her plan.
It's
gotta be y'all plan, period. That's it. You know, fellas, you know, don't be stubborn, damn it. And now you know who I'm talking to. You listen to the damn show, you listen to Archive.
Yeah, boo,
you know,
don't be stubborn.
Stop being stubborn.
Don't be stubborn.
But anyway, next week's show. we're going to come with the topic right here, right now. Because, you know, right now, I'm feeling we're in November, we're going through things being grateful about. I don't know. What do you think? Next
I'm grateful for you, Mr. Nass. I'm grateful for you and this wonderful platform that you give me to say all the shit I can't say normally. I love you.
Awesome. Awesome. Listen, I want to bring on next week. I just got a text. My man, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, Lance Smith. I want to bring them on. They had the Little Chapel of Love in North. And actually, they was featured in the Essence Online magazine. They were featured by
Essence.
Essence
off the name.
So I'm going to talk to them, get them to come on the show and chime in on the topic. You know, we're going to come with the topic. You know what? We'll surprise y'all. But we do encourage you guys, go to Facebook, like our Facebook page, the Relationship
yes,
Adult Talk Show. Please
go
you know,
on
please
and
like
our page and leave us some suggestions. Ask us some questions. We promise we will answer you back. Yeah, all that cool fun stuff. So yeah, go
well,
on and like our page.
You know what night this is, right?
Oh yeah, we gotta go because it's almost 8 o'clock. Because Mr. Nass gotta watch Empire.
Don't judge me. So with that being
that's
said,
your guilty pleasure.
I'm gonna leave this with Cookie to take this out. Check it out.
And God, please do not withhold your blessings, even from hoes that hire skanks to spy on me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hallelujah. The name Cookie asked about me.